So we're in batch number 6 of local news and features. For update, Talking News Stoke, it's Tim and Liz. We're recording this for you on the afternoon of Wednesday the 16th, if you want a bit of inside information. And Liz is wearing a lovely, what colour would you say that that jumper is? Now I've got like a blue t-shirt with a white stripe across it. We're giving you a bit of audio description now so you can imagine. And Leslie's got like bright, reddy pink glasses. And I'm wearing kind of ones with blue in them. Okay, so now we've done that bit. Headlines coming up. My headlines are, I got stranded in Stoke-on-Trent during COVID. Now I call this special place home. And... Leslie's looking forward to hearing that. It's from an American person. And life on Stoke-on-Trent Street plagued by rat-run drivers. Not rats, but drivers. So we will hear about those shortly. And Leslie's story is coming up.
Royal Stoke nurse uses Botox to cure long-suffering teachers' rare headaches. Fears for future of dire NHS despite falling waiting lists.
Okay, those are quite tied. I wonder if that had helped my headaches, because I had Botox once and it helped the pain I had in my mouth. Yeah, because I used to get this aching in my mouth.
Yeah.
And they gave me Botox injections and it got rid of it. Yeah. So I got stranded in Stoke-on-Trent during COVID. Not me personally, the person who I'm reading an article about. Now I call this special place home. A graduate who ended up living in Stoke-on-Trent by accident has fallen in love with the city and now calls it home. Opal Rain, which I think is a wonderful name, originally from California, was visiting a friend at University of Staffordshire when the COVID-19 pandemic prevented them from returning home. Stranded in the city, the 29-year-old took the opportunity to return to education. 3 days after I landed, COVID happened, Opal explained. So I was here in Stoke for about 9 months, and while I was here, I decided that I actually really love Stoke and I wanted to stay. What makes Stoke so special to me is, interestingly enough, it feels the closest to my hometown. I lived in a very small hometown of about 1,600 people, so the community is very close-knit. I also come from a Masonite town, so we have a lot of factories and history. Stoke feels the most like home that I've ever felt here in the UK, so it holds a real special place in my heart. Opal added that I never fully finished my university career. I kept starting and stopping, and I thought that this would be a great way to restart. It was just a sort of a kismet. It was meant to be. I think, inspired by their family's printing business, Opal enrolled on the BA Honours graphic design course and enjoyed the industry links from guest lecturers to working on live briefs. Opal also put their design skills into practice, working for the Students' Union, including helping to refresh all the society's logos. It's the same with all art careers, really, that you don't realise how integral and important they are for everyday life, they commented. Graphic designers are the people who create your wayfinding for museums. They create flyers that you see outside of buildings. They're integral to every piece of media that we consume as a population. During their studies, Opal was part of the Disabled Students Network, volunteered with LGBTQ+ charities, and helped to support other international students on campus. I never thought that I was actually going to be someone who graduates university, said Opal. I'm the first one in my family to have ever graduated, and I really want to stay in Stoke because I'm in love with the revitalization projects that are happening here. I think that people have a misconception about the city in general, but all of this talent is here. I want that talent to stay here and for people to learn the history of Stoke as well. So over to Liz, who's going to do the next story for us in batch 6.
Royal Stoke nurse uses Botox to cure long-suffering teachers' rare headaches. A teacher who suffered from debilitating headaches has praised the care from a Royal Stoke nurse who, she says, changed her life. Lucy Harrison, 27, nominated headache speciality nurse Carrie Poole for a prestigious DAISY Award following her treatment at University Hospitals of North Midlands, that's the UHNM, for a rare type of headache. Called numular headaches, they cause a small, well-defined area of pain and can sometimes be misdiagnosed. Lucy, who is now headache-free, has become the first patient at UHNM to receive Botox for numular headaches, which is commonly used for chronic migraines. Lucy presented Carrie with the DAISY Award, which is given out to extraordinary nurses for their exemplary, compassionate care provided to patients and families. She said, "I first met Carrie in October 2022 after I had agreed to try Botox treatment for my numular headaches. To say I was nervous would be a massive understatement, but I could not have been met by a nicer nurse. I instantly found myself feeling calm in her presence, which for someone who is scared of hospitals, this was huge. I will never forget the morning that I woke up without a headache, and I couldn't wait to tell her as I knew she was desperate to be the first to know. I will never forget the squeals of excitement from her for the fact that I finally had relief after so many years of continuously suffering. This genuinely healed the part of me which had been dismissed by so many other hospitals because I had never had someone in my life who genuinely wanted to help. As if she hadn't already done way more for me than any other nurse I've ever come into contact with, she continued to be there at the end of the phone for literally anything that I needed. She made sure I didn't become lost in the system. I have been under a lot of different specialties at various hospitals since my early teens and can say with absolute certainty that I have never met a nurse who makes time for, listens, believes and cares as much as Carrie does. As someone who had multiple negative experiences due to being a rare case, I cannot explain how much it has healed my younger self who had far too often been dismissed or not believed. The neurology department was my first experience of Royal Stoke Hospital, and I can say with confidence that she is an absolute credit to the team, and I firmly believe I would not be in the position I am in now if it wasn't for Carrie." Carrie said, "This award means so much to me and I really appreciate it. I have been qualified for 10 years now and it's my job to care for our patients, and hearing the positive impact we have on people's lives makes it all worthwhile. This type of rare headache can sometimes be misdiagnosed as migraine and unfortunately has limited research. However, we are now able to draw on Lucy's and other patient experience to help continue to make positive change. When people haven't had a diagnosis or effective treatment in so long, it is really nice to be able to offer them this treatment. People don't realise the debilitating impact headaches can have on people's quality of life and the stress that this can bring. Being able to improve Lucy's quality of life means a lot." Dr. Brendan Davis, consultant neurologist and clinical lead for neurology at UHNM, said, "This award is so well deserved. I am so delighted that Carrie has been nominated for the DAISY Award and we are all really proud of her. Carrie shows excellence every day in everything she does and I don't think she realises the impact she has on her patients." Anne-Marie Riley, chief nurse at UHNM, also helped present Carrie with the prestigious award alongside her colleagues. She said, "What a privilege it is to present Carrie with this DAISY Award, and what an incredible story Lucy has told us. Lucy's nomination highlights how Carrie is nothing short of a fantastic advocate for her patients, who positively impacts their well-being and patient experience. Not only does the nomination show how caring and determined Carrie is, but also shows the great work our headache service here at UHNM is doing for our patients."
Okay, many thanks for that. So my story now to finish off batch six is Life on Stoke-on-Trent Street, played by a rat-run driver or drivers. A council wants to make changes to stop a residential street being used as a rat-run, Stoke-on-Trent City Council says. The proposed works, including in its local transport plan, will tackle rat-running on Langland Drive in Blurton. It comes as motorists use Langland Drive as a cut-through to Blurton Road from Drubbery Lane and Longton Hall Road. Now families have compared living on Langland Drive to live on a main road. Ian Hill, age 56, who's lived on Langland Drive for 23 years, said they come down Longton Hall Road, come on to Nash Drive and cut through. There's plenty of little roads that take you on to Drubbery Lane. They come through the estate and they can either come out on Blurton Road or Drubbery Lane. At night it's worse and it's constant. People will just cut up here because of the traffic lights. It's the ins and outs of the estate. People know it. They can come through, come out the other side and save time. It's always been a rat run. I do not think there's anything the council can do about it. Speed humps could damage the cars and you will be hitting people who live on the estate as well. Ben Foster, 31, said it's getting worse. They come down very fast. I welcome the council doing something about it. Mick Brannigan, age 62, said they speed. They come off Drubbery Lane around the bend and it's an accident waiting to happen. The speed they come down Langland Drive, they come flying down at a hectic pace. Okay, so that's it for batch 6. Keep listening. We've got more stories coming for you in batch number 7.